No.
I'm not talking about the old country. I'm talking about Toronto.
No, no.
Because...
Not far as that I know.
They had two churches for a while.
No. Who told you that?
Many old-timers.
We never had the two churches, Greeks here. Just one. There wasn't that many Greeks that time to have two churches. There was Trinity, that's the Bulgarian church. They still call them Trinity Church, Kyr Methodi. Kyr Methodi, that was a Trinity. Now they call them Kyr Methodi, that's in the Sackville Street in Dundas, isn't it? And the other one, St. George, it's in the region. That's not a Macedonian Bulgarian. They call Macedonian Bulgarian Church.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Greeks. Where is the other church?
No, yeah. it opened and then it closed for a while. And this is because the Venizelists. And
no, not that far as I know. No.
Not as far as you know. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I never heard that.
So I know
Venizelists in Constantinos. I mean, far as that go, my brother is a royalist. If anybody say to my brother against the kings those days, he'll kill you if he can.
Those days.
Yeah. But not today.
Oh no.
Venizelisti and because and some of them they blame the Constantine, and some of them they blame the Venizelists. By the time when they declare war to the Turks and the Greeks, how many thousands they've been lost, killed for no reason at all. How are you gonna come in my house and beat me up? That's the way Greece done that time. They wanna go into Constantinople, he says Constantinople gonna be our and the capital city now.
Constantinople was the capital city.
Yeah, but in
Smyrna.
And another one there.
Ankara. Ankara.
Yeah. You know, but this.
What, from your village, or from the villages from, from your area, what were most of the people like? Were they Venizelists or were they Royalists?
In our village, in our country?
No, here in Toronto, those who were in Toronto.
They're all for the king.
All for the king.
We have, I don't think we have five names of Venizelists.
Yet you went to a cafe neon called Venizelos.
Well, the cafe neon, that's okay. That's a neutral. Doesn't matter the naming. The name, that doesn't mean nothing. The name was there in Venizelos, and they carry on the business on that name.
I see.
Oh, no. There was going anybody there. There was going a lot of Jewish to eat. They go for the Greek food, eh?
The Jewish went for the Greek food?
Sure.
Could the Jewish speak Greek?
Well, the question, if some of them come from Salonika. Eh? Sure.
Salonika,
Athens, there was a lot of Jewish, I mean, but they done to them. I shouldn't say that. He says, anybody going to live under the Greek rules, if you want an army, you got to come in. If you don't, leave.
The Greeks did that?
Definitely. So there is few Jewish, but they are no different than the Greeks. They say, you're an army, you're an army.
But Jews from those areas came to Toronto. I'm talking about Toronto, not the old country. They would come and eat, for instance, in the restaurant.
Oh, definitely, sure.
Okay, good.
Oh, yes. Well, they're not different on the food. Then. I mean, they like spice food. Eh?
Tell me, how long did you keep Prince of Wales? The restaurant.
The ice cream.
Ice cream parlor.
Well, I kept that place roughly...
Right here.
I think more than...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years, yeah.
5 years.
And then I sold it.
What? Did you get married before you sold it?
No, the wife... I had the ice cream parlor when she came, about 1 year.
The Prince of Wales?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me how you married her?
How I married? Well,
like how did you knew her from before?
Yeah, well, the towns we would know one another, see.
Yeah.
The lineup, three girls there was for me, see. Each one I know. Her, she didn't know me, I know her. Because she's from another Postalina district in the town. Mahala. Mahala, I miss
Mahala. Mahala. Another neighborhood.
Yeah. And I knew her, she didn't know me. See. But my father is a tailor. Eh? He knows every family, every person, kid, girl, boy, how good they are, what they are, how they're brought up, and so on. See. So my father, he named three girls, which is I know the three, the whole three. You know. He said this one, that one. One of the three says, "I want you to get married."
You know. He would write to you this.
Yeah, one of them. He says. So I figure out this one is too short for me. See, because some of them, they, I know that they're you know, their parents, they don't grow small, and I says no. So I says this one, okay. My wife was good looking at one time. See, now we're getting old. See.
Right.
I said, bring the picture.
Yeah, bring the picture.
Bring the
cadro.
Like,
the cadro. Yeah. The cadro.
Then it's too late.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any of these old letters, would you? These very old letters.
Very old pictures?
Letters.
Oh, no.
Or the pictures.
We would never
see the cadre. Let me see the cadre. Come on. Let me see the cadre.
Yeah, she got to go upstairs, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
No, she goes slow.
All right.
Because she got a cardia, you know.
No, sit down.
No, that's all.
Right, okay.
She goes, she got.
Thank you.
And that's
so. Wait a minute. So now, did you send your father money?
Yes.
Bring her over.
Yes.
And tickets and all that.
Yeah, I sent the money and I brought her on the second class boat. There was no airplane that time. You know.
When was this now?
1924.
24 now. Yeah.
I married in 1924.
And you married Papa Scarpas.
Yes.
Right.